continuing our discussion from yesterday on the power of change. Change happens. Maybe you're on the precipice of change. You've been through a divorce. You've been through a health change, a financial change, a life change, whatever it may be. Or you see a change coming and you realize, I'm either going to be proactive or reactive to this. And at the end of the day, I want to be intentional. I want to bring glory to God and benefit to myself and my family and those that I love. And we've been hearing the stories of people who've gone through change and the impact it's made in their life. And by the way, if you missed yesterday's Intentional Living, where were you? And you need to go online, you really do, and click on the archives for the program for yesterday from Intentional Living. All of the callers were really powerful, but especially I want you to hear the story of Terry from Michigan. She was a single mom 45 years ago. And she said, you don't want to believe her story. And she shared some of the difficulties in her life. And she was on her way to the store to get some cigarettes. And instead, she ended up in a church. Gave her life to Christ in 45 years. You got to hear the story. I asked her, I said, this real? Absolutely. Just one example of a change. You feel stuck? You don't need to be. You can join us and share your story on our storyline at 888-888-1717. We're going to get to Cynthia in just a moment. Hang on with her story.
Hi, this is Jason. And I just want to start with, this past year, I'm in high school still, and I started changing, the way I've been living. And I wasn't really a good kid my freshman, sophomore year. Then I started opening my eyes and reading the Bible. My dad was always there to over my shoulder to push me and tell me to do right, and I was in the rebellious stage. But now, I've been praying and I've been reading the Bible, and everything in my life is starting to change. Everything is opening up to me. And I can see things way more clear than I have in the past. And I'm trying to reach out to my friends. But the friends that I'm hanging out with aren't very good kids. I really would like help with that and some advice on how to become a better Christian.
Hey, listen, man, one of the things you're doing, you're listening to the radio, a lot of community here, but get plugged into a church where the Bible's being taught. And, it doesn't take a long and discernment when you're around people to realize which ones are going to build you up and which ones are going to tear you down. You don't have to be with people very long to see that. And so just be discerning, be wise, okay? And if you find people who are quicker, sharper, more mature than you are, they're going to help you grow. If you got people that are heading in the wrong direction, pat them on the head, say, God bless you, and move on. Not all friendships are friendships, and some need an expiration date. So when you talk about being a better Christian, well, listen, you're a Christian, you're a follower of Christ, right? I don't know about being better. What you want to do is experience God's intention for your life. And so if you're around people who encourage you in that direction, that's your change point. But I'm glad you're listening. Thanks for sharing that. Cynthia is in Michigan. Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, Randy.
Good. Appreciate your call. Tell us, what kind of change have you guys been through and what difference has it made?
Well, it started off with my husband became a Christian in May of 2021. And we had been married since 2012. We met on Valentine's Day, or the day after Valentine's Day, and got married on Sweetest Day that same year. His dad had passed away, was dying actually. He was in the hospital and they put him in a nursing home, and then he got COVID. Mm-hmm. And his dad was totally against the Bible, all over the place. He said, when you die, that's it. It's all over with. Well, his son convinced him, my husband convinced him that he needed the Lord in his life. Even though he wasn't a Christian at the time, because this was in April of 2021. And the pastor of our church taught Fred how to actually get his dad to become a Christian, on his deathbed there. And his dad finally made that transition, and he finally realized that God is the way to be, and that, he had to become a Christian in that. And he really believed that Christ died for him and everything, and turned over a whole new leaf right before he passed away.
That's good. How'd that impact your husband?
I think that's what impacted him most on becoming a Christian himself and getting baptized in our church.
How has that changed your lives?
Our marriage has always been kind of on a rocky scale because I was 493 pounds. I was having all kinds of health issues with my asthma and just all kinds of health issues I was having. And he had left me like 3 years after we met, and then he came back after 2 months. I got him to come back to me, and like I said, in May of 2021, he became a Christian. And ever since then, I've seen our whole relationship, our whole marriage, turn to the better for us.
What a story. I guess another story. Listen, Cynthia, you guys sound like you've been down a trail and a lot of challenges physically and otherwise. And of course, intentional living is about all those areas. It's not just about one area. It's about our whole life. And it's not about perfection. It's not about being perfect. It's just about saying, hey, Lord, what's your intention for me, for my marriage, my family, my health? And then what things can I do and should I do in my little 3-foot circle to take responsibility? Here's another story. Cynthia's marriage is in trouble. Her husband gives his life to Christ. Their marriage has been changed. We could hear those stories over and over, can't we? Powerful. All right. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more change. How to do that intentionally.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Meditation is something we're pretty busy not doing these days. You know, in Psalm 1, it says, "Delight in the law of the Lord and meditate on it day and night." Scripture talks about meditation. Today, we got meditation seen as something that's non-Christian. But the Bible teaches us a word to meditate. The question is, what do you meditate on? The mindfulness movement so often focuses on clearing your mind and just eliminating focusing on anything. And we're commanded to focus on God's Word, on His truth, on His teaching. And so we need to be more focused on meditation. Hard thing for me to do. An excerpt from the teaching this month that's on the topic of aha moments. The month is almost expired. We're coming to the end of our fiscal year here in just a few days. And I've asked John Brock, he's going to be coming up in just a moment from our development team. John, you're prepared to share exactly where we are and the countdown to what has to happen to make sure we get to fully funded funding level coming up in just a moment.
Hi, I've been married 38 years, and for 20 years of my marriage, my husband and I were on separate pages as far as our relationship with God. He really was not a believer, and I prayed every day that he would become a believer. After 20 years, we had a really rough time. We did separate for a year, and during that time, God worked in him and changed his heart. We got back together after a year, and he has been in Christ. We read Bible every morning. We pray together, and I thank God. It took 20 years, but God changed him. I know my prayers, God was listening, but God is the one who changed him. And now it is a great marriage, and I thank God for it, and we're good Christian lives right now. And I thank you for your program. I think it does a lot of good. And tell people that never lose hope, that God does listen, and in His time, He will change their heart.
Amen. Listen, that's just confirmation of what we heard a moment ago from Cynthia, wasn't it? With her story of her husband coming to Christ at his dad's deathbed. and the impact in their life. Okay, John is here, John Brock from our development team. And John, we're counting down, as you know. We got this critical financial need between now and the 30th, closing out our fiscal year. And you've got the latest numbers, letting people know exactly where we are. How are we doing?
Dr. Randy, thank you. You know, God could fund this any way that he wants to, but he chooses to use you in that process. And all this great teaching, what God has been doing for so many years, happens because of your generosity. And on behalf of Dr. Randy, I'll just say, look, he can't do this without you. And so many people have gotten in touch and involved. We're so grateful that you have brought this critical funding need underneath $30,000 to go. Now, that sounds like a big amount, but your dollar a day, the most popular level, would be absolutely huge. We've had people come in at $20 a month. We've had people come in with $3,000. Gene in California did $500. Thank you for that. Here's somebody doing that dollar a day. Somebody else, Shirley in Peoria, Arizona, doing $20 a month. And I want to introduce you to Dee in Albuquerque, who gave a gift and said, I could not live without this. It's helped me not be suicidal anymore. Would you consider giving right now? Your gift would be so important. 888-888-1717 or go to theintentionallife.com.
All right. Thank you, John. Appreciate that. Listen, I hope you'll respond. You know the need now. Just give us a call at that 888-888-1717 number. Press number 2. Talk to our staff. Or go online to theintentionallife.com, 888-888-1717, or theintentionallife.com. And John, we'll have you back a little bit later in the week to give us another update. We're counting down. What happens in the next week is so critical. All right, talking about change, let's go back to the calls. Jeff in Arizona, what's changed for you, man?
So a couple months ago, you know, for a few years, I'd been listening to classic rock radio in the Phoenix area, and I didn't realize how it was affecting me. Mm. And when I switched listening to just Family Life Radio all day long, how it has curbed my anger, how it has curbed my yelling at other drivers, because I drive for a living, so I'm constantly on the road, you know, going all across the whole valley. And so there's just so much power in worshiping Jesus all day long. And I mean, I've been a believer since I was 9 years old, so I really don't have an excuse other than I just kind of got lackadaisical in my faith. But once I made that intentional decision to start listening to nothing but Jesus-centered music all day long, I'm just amazed at how much it has curbed my anger.
Amen. Why do you think that occurs?
Well, I think it's because my focus is back on Christ again. I don't think it's anything but that, because he never leaves, but we're the one that leaves.
Right.
You know, like we're the one that steps away from him, and we're expecting him to still solve our problems, but, you know, he's always there, but we're the ones that stepped away from him.
Jeff, you're proving 2 points. One is, you know, when the Bible tells us to take captive every thought, as I just mentioned, or think on those things which are right and positive and pure, you know, he's not just, you know, shooting words out there. Paul's saying, hey, this will change your life. And your story reminds us that if you're struggling in with your mind, with your thinking, with your emotions, why don't you do what Jeff did and take the next 30 days and say, I'm going to take on that challenge to just fill my mind with God's music, God's encouragement, with his word, with Christian brothers and sisters. Listen to the radio. Let the radio come through for 30 days and see what happens if you make that sort of the soundtrack of your day, maybe even your evening, and maybe even overnight if you find yourself awake, and see what happens. Jeff, you did that, and it's changed. You said it's made a difference in your life.
Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely. And I'm in no hurry to ever switch it ever again.
I hope not. Put the button on the don't change the station button, right? By the way, I do that with rental cars when I'm traveling. Probably drives the people crazy, but that's okay. Never know. It's a way of, by the way, there's a way you can be a small testimony to people. Just change the buttons on the radio. We hear some, by the way, we've had some stories of people who have said that happened to them. They got a car and every button they pushed, it was the radio, and they started listening, and it changed their life. I think that's really cool. All right, talk about change today. Let's go to Cassidy in Kansas, I think. What's the one thing you're working on for change, Cassidy?
Last summer, I became part of a woman's Bible study, and it was about marriage. And one of the big things that convicted me the most was our communication. My marriage was in a really rough place this last summer. And so I started thinking it starts with me. And so I used to be on my phone a lot. I would be, you know, he'd be talking to me and I would just be going through Facebook, half listening. And so I just stopped when he'd start talking. I would put my phone down and say, no, I'm going to give you my full attention. And that honestly opened our communication so much. And we're in a so much better of a place now.
Isn't it interesting how sometimes just a small thing can make a disproportionately large difference in a relationship?
Yes, it's huge. My son, he's almost four, and he has noticed, too, when we are not on our phones as much, he's happier, and he just wants to come and play more. Used to, he'd see us on our phone and be like, oh, I'm not even going to go to them because they're caught up in their phones. But
interesting.
It's crazy how much we are convicted over that and just kind of brush it off. But then when you start actually being intentional, like, no, my family's more important than social media, it makes big differences.
Yeah, you're right. And I was just thinking as you were talking, I don't think we're going to be on our deathbed someday and say, you know what I'm thankful for is how many times I scrolled my social media sites and all that. I bet you I did more than you did. God's going to be really impressed. Come on, let's just get real about this stuff, how we use our time. Thank you for that gentle reminder, Cassidy. All right, let's go to New Mexico. We got Krista on the line. What's been changed in your life and how's it working?
Well, it might not seem like a positive change on the surface, but I stood up to my older brother who's bullied me my entire life. And yeah, I felt like I needed to be an example for my kids to let them know that when people don't treat you well, whether they're family or not, it's not okay.
No, it's not. And how is that decision to do that? I mean, how do you feel about that now and what difference has it made for you?
Like, I lost 30 years, 40 years, well, I'm 50. So years and years and years of weight that I've carried trying to please him or trying to do things that would prevent him from bullying me. So that is gone, and so it feels amazing.
Well, that's a difficult thing to do and do it correctly, especially in families. Are you able to maintain a relationship with your brother?
I left it up to him. I shared with him that his behavior toward me and my children was unacceptable and that I wasn't cutting him out indefinitely and that I welcomed him and his contact with me and my kids, who are only 12 and 9, if he was going to treat us with kindness and respect. And if he chose not to, that was up to him. But that was how I was going to allow him to come into our lives. And being the person that he is, his response was that I needed to look in the mirror, that I needed to take responsibility and not blame people, and that the ball was in my court.
Have you ever had an aha moment when you realized you needed to make a change or do something different in your life?
We don't have very many aha moments. We're so busy doing what we're doing, working on what we're working on, speaking for myself, that those aha moments just kind of come and go.
In Dr. Randy's message, How to Have More Aha Moments, he'll explore 10 ways you can have more of these moments and stay away from crisis moments in our lives. When you give a monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message along with unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. So don't wait. Give now and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hey, listen, these resources are created to be an encouragement to you, to help you and people around the country and around the world, frankly. All of our online assets, all of the digital things that are created, our radio broadcast, our publications, our books, videos, podcasts, all of this is designed to help you experience your life the way God intended. Because to me, that seems like the only common sense way of living if you know Christ. I mean, give your life to Christ and then don't do it his way. It doesn't make sense to me. Figure out what his intention is and do it. He gets the glory. And I can promise you, you're going to get the benefit. Change points. Good time to make that decision. Maybe today. All right. Share your thoughts on our storyline. 888-888-1717. 1717.
I listen to 99.7 and Family Life Radio has really changed my life. God is just awesome. He's been in my life for a long time, and he told me that I had to go up in front of everyone and boldly and publicly announce that he is my Lord and Savior. And I now do Bible studies on the first and third Sunday of every month. And we are helping women, and we hope eventually to have a shelter for battered and abused women. The Lord does work in awesome ways, and all we have to do is just give ourselves to him because he gave his son to us. Thank you, Randy. Have a good day.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. Listen, life can take some turns through our life experiences. Some of you are living out what you never anticipated, but it's happened for you. All right, Stephen. Yeah, our producer, tell us, you did a devotional on this. You got a couple of verses you want to share on change. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to start out with the passage out of Romans because it talks about why we need to change. And it says, but God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. For it was while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son. And much more now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. So we went from enemies to sons and daughters. Huge. So that's the biggest change, obviously. Here are some ways that it's manifest. Romans 6:13. Instead, give yourselves completely to God, for you were dead, but now you have new life.
Mm-hmm.
Another one. For at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. And the third one is, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. So we've gone from death to life, darkness to light, and from old to new.
That's good.
Boom.
All right. Pastor Stephen, there he goes. He's on it for us all the time, in the Word constantly. I love it. All right, Lori, come on in and join us. So what's changed in your life?
So last year, I made a New Year's resolution to cut the word can't out of my life because I didn't want to have any, you know, self-limiting beliefs. I didn't want my children to limit their abilities. I didn't want them to use, because I noticed, you know, if they're getting frustrated or something, they would say, Mom, I can't do this. And I would have to remind them, no, it's not that you can't do it. You know, maybe you need to ask for help, or maybe you need to practice. Or so I wanted to encourage them to realize that they can do, you know, all things through Christ. And Philippians 4:19 is like one of my very favorite verses. It's been very, very, very powerful to let go of the word can't, and it's been really hard.
What difference has it made in your life, Lori?
I think before I would just kind of throw up my hands and say, well, I can't do this, but by changing the way I think and changing the way I word things, it makes me more of a problem solver, I guess. It prompts me to find ways that I can make it work rather than just giving up so easily and saying I can't do something.
So have there been some things specifically you think of over the last year where you faced that instead of saying can't, you became that problem solver and you look back now and say, hey, that was something a few years ago I would have given up on. Is there anything that comes to mind?
I mean, a lot just in my daily life, really. I guess before I was very self-limiting with my thinking, where I would look at a task. I would look at a task and I would think, oh gosh, this seems so overwhelming, or there's no way I can make that possible. But now I just ask myself, how can I make this possible? And it's made me more active, more busy, and just, yeah, it's just been really empowering, I feel like, for my kids as well.
Yeah, and I can hear you have a busy life there. Thank you for sharing that. All right, I think we have just enough time to get Trish on here from New Mexico. What have you been going through in your life, Trish?
Well, I just went through a divorce last year. That was, it wasn't initiated by me, but I made this choice when it was happening that I was not going to live in anger or negativity. And I really leaned into my faith. And I could say, like, I can see why God stepped in to separate the two of us. I mean, it was 25 years of our life together, three children. it's been really difficult, but I have to say, like, I listened to your station since 2008 when my kids were, I just made that decision, and I'm in music ministry where I am, and it's just, I mean, God has come in and just, like, rescued me and my family. I don't know how else to say it.
Well, you know, that's, and God bless you, and I'm sorry for that loss in your life, but at the same time that you were leaning into God, leaning into your friends and family, because you know what, I'll tell you what, when we go through unwanted changes, unexpected changes, or unanticipated changes, it's easy to get down the rabbit hole of guilt, resentment, anger, revenge, you name it, all sorts of things can happen down there in that pit. But choosing to say, no, I'm going to lean into God, seek the right kind of help, lean strong into Him, and then keep going. That's made it, it sounds like it made a difference in your life.
Yeah, I mean, I really had to give up the fear of asking for help in the process, made all of these friends that I didn't know that I had that helped my family. All of them are in my church. And even brought like a new friend back to the church with me. But just leaning in and saying, my intention is just to follow the path.
Yeah.
Because there's so many things that have happened through this real tragedy in our family that I see, like, just ease, like, things where we were going to live. It just opened up. It just opened up. I mean, we had a lot of trouble with our finances and a lot of arguments about finances and our intentions around that. And, I mean, unfortunately, through the divorce, I was able to... I'm in a position now where I'm okay. My kids are fine. We have a place to live. I can still help my parents, and I've been able to give with a little bit of the money that I received in the settlement. Like, I can help other people. It's just amazing. I mean, I can't believe I'm here. It's only been about 9 months, but praise God.
Yes. Well, we'll continue to think of you during this process of change, because sometimes a change puts you into a whole new path, a whole new process. There's loss associated with it, transition into a new place. Your stories are fantastic and evidence of God's intentional love. I'll tell you what, if you missed yesterday's show, you got to listen to it on this topic. And then again today, take these two shows and share it with someone that you know could use some encouragement. And you can do that as a way of ministry to people in need. I'm Dr. Randy. Got to run. Thanks for being a part of Intentional Living. And God bless you for your financial support on these last hours of our fiscal year. We appreciate it. This is Intentional Living, a ministry of Intentional Life Media.